other highlights from the April 2013 General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. President Thomas S. Monson.
And by privilege this morning to announce two additional temples, which in coming months and years will be built in the following locations: Cedar City, Utah, and Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Brothers and sisters, temple building continues unabated. As you know, in the October General Conference, I announced changes in the ages in which young men and young women might serve as full-time missionaries, with the young men now being able to serve at age 18 and the young women at 19. The response of our young people has been remarkable and inspiring. As of April 4th, 2 days ago, we have 65,634 full-time missionaries serving, with over 20,000 more who have received their calls but have not yet entered a missionary training center, and over 6,000 more in the interview process with their bishops and stake presidents. It's been made necessary for us to create 58 new missions to accommodate the increased number of missionaries. To help maintain this missionary force, because many of our missionaries come from modest circumstances, we invite you, as you're able, to contribute generously to the General Missionary Fund of the Church.
President Boyd K. Packer.
The Latter-day Saints recognize the transcendent importance of the family and strive to live in such a way that the adversary cannot steal into our homes. We find safety and security for ourselves and our children in honoring the covenants we have made and living up to the ordinary acts of obedience required of the followers of Christ.
Elder M. Russell Ballard.
The same priesthood power that created worlds, galaxies, and the universe can and should be part of our lives to succor, strengthen, and bless our families, our friends, and our neighbors. In other words, to do the things that the Savior would do if he were ministering among us today. And the primary purpose of this priesthood power is to bless, sanctify, and purify us so we can live together with our families in the presence of heavenly parents, bound by priesthood sealings, participating in the marvelous work of God and Jesus Christ in forever expanding their light and glory.
President Henry B. Eyring.
We are under covenant both to lift up those in need and to be witnesses of the Savior as long as we live. We will only be able to do it without fail as we feel love for the Savior and his love for us. As we are faithful to the promises we have made, we will feel our love for him. It will increase because we will feel his power and his drawing near to us in his service.
Elder Richard G. Scott.
Many voices from the world in which we live tell us we should live at a frantic pace. There's always more to do and more to accomplish. Yet deep inside each of us is a need to have a place of refuge where peace and serenity prevail. A place where we can reset, regroup, re-energize, to prepare for future pressures. The ideal place for that peace is within the walls of our own homes, where we have done all we can to make the Lord Jesus Christ the centerpiece. Some homes have a father who is a worthy priesthood holder, joined by a faithful, devoted mother, who together lead in righteousness. Many homes have a different configuration. Regardless of your circumstances, you can center your home and your life on the Lord. Jesus Christ, for he is a source of true peace in this life.
Elder Quinton L. Cook.
We all long for peace. Peace is not just safety or lack of war, violence, conflict, and contention. Peace comes from knowing that the Savior knows who we are, knows that we have faith in him, love him, and keep his commandments, even and especially amid life's devastating trials and tragedies. The Lord's answer to the prophet Joseph Smith in Liberty Jail brings solace to the heart. My son, peace be unto thy soul. Thine adversity and thine afflictions shall be but a small moment. And then, if thou endure it well, God shall exalt thee on high.
Elder David A. Bednar.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has a single, undeviating standard of sexual morality. Intimate relations are proper only between a man and a woman in the marriage relationship prescribed in God's plan. Such relations are not merely a curiosity to be explored, an appetite to be satisfied, or a type of recreation or entertainment to be pursued selfishly. They are not a conquest to be achieved or simply an act to be performed. Rather, they are in mortality one of the ultimate expressions of our divine nature and potential, and a way of strengthening emotional and spiritual bonds between husband and wife. We are agents blessed with moral agency and are defined by our divine heritage as children of God, and not by sexual behaviors, contemporary attitudes, or secular philosophies.
Elder Russell M. Nelson.
I add my voice to that of President Thomas S. Monson and others in praising those who have responded to a prophet's call for more worthy missionaries. Now, an unprecedented wave of enthusiasm for missionary work is sweeping the entire earth. This wave of truth and righteousness is wondrous. It is not man-made. It comes from the Lord, who said, "I will hasten my work in its time." This wave is empowered by a divine announcement made 193 years ago. It consisted of only seven words. "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." Uttered by Almighty God, that announcement introduced a young Joseph Smith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Those seven words launched the restoration of his gospel. Why? Because our living God is a loving God. He wants his children to know him in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. And he wants his children to gain immortality and eternal life.
Elder Robert D. Hales.
Let us glorify God's name by standing strong with our Savior, Jesus Christ. I bear my special witness that he lives, and that we are called with a holy calling to participate in his work. Wherefore, stand ye in holy places, and be not moved. Standing obedient and strong on the doctrine of our God, we stand in holy places, for his doctrine is sacred and will not change in the social and political winds of our day. I declare, as did the Apostle Paul, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, behave like men, and be strong."
President Dieter F. Uchtdorf.
There may be some among you who feel darkness encroaching upon you. You may feel burdened by worry, fear, or doubt. To you and to all of us, I repeat a wonderful and certain truth. God's light is real. It is available to all. It gives life to all things. It has the power to soften the sting of the deepest wound. It can be a healing balm for the loneliness and sickness of our souls. In the furrows of despair, it can plant the seeds of a brighter hope. It can enlighten the deepest valleys of sorrow. It can illuminate the path before us and lead us through the darkest night into the promise of a new dawn. This is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, which gives light to every man that cometh into the world.
President Henry B. Eyring.
The Lord made it very clear at the start of this last dispensation that we were to take the gospel to all the world. What he said to the few priesthood holders in 1831, he says to the many now. Whatever our age, capacity, church calling, or location, we are as one called to the work to help him in his harvest of souls until he comes again. I pray that wherever we are and whatever duties we have in the priesthood of God, we will be united in the cause to bring the gospel to all the world, and that we will encourage people we love to be cleansed from sin, to be happy with us in the kingdom of God.
President Thomas S. Monson.
Missionary work is an identifying feature of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Always has it been. Ever shall it be. As the prophet Joseph Smith declared, after all that's been said, the greatest and most important duty is to preach the gospel. The challenge is to be more profitable servants in the Lord's vineyard. This applies to all of us, whatever our age, and not alone to those who are preparing to serve as full-time missionaries. For to each of us comes the mandate to share the gospel of Christ. May I suggest a formula that will ensure our success? First, search the scriptures with diligence. Second, plan your life with purpose. And I might add, plan your life regardless of your age. Third, teach the truth with testimony. And fourth, serve the Lord with love.
President Dieter F. Uchtdorf.
Today, I would like to suggest four titles that I believe apply to all priesthood holders around the world. Titles that may help us recognize our individual roles in God's eternal plan and our potential as priesthood holders in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. One title that defines all of us in the most fundamental way is Son of Heavenly Father. No matter what else we are or do in life, we must never forget that we are God's literal spirit children. Our Father in Heaven mentors His children and often sends unseen heavenly help to those who desire to follow the Savior. And that leads us to the next title we all have in common. All who strive earnestly to follow the Christ are called His disciples. Let us never lose sight of our Advocate and Redeemer as we walk toward Him, one imperfect step after another. Brethren, if we all truly follow our Lord Jesus Christ, we must embrace a third title, Healer of Souls. We who have been ordained to the priesthood of God are called to practice the healer's art. The fourth title we all share returns us to the first title in our list. As sons of our Heavenly Father, we are heirs to all that He has. It is beyond my power of thought to imagine all that this promise entails. But I do know it is grand, it is divine, it is eternal, and it is worth all of our efforts in life.
Elder Neil L. Anderson.
We are witnessing the miracles of the Lord as His gospel is spreading across the world. Brothers and sisters, as surely as the Lord has inspired more missionaries to serve, He is also awakening the minds and opening the hearts of more good and honest people to receive His missionaries. You already know them, or will know them. They are in your family or live in your neighborhood. They walk past you on the street, sit by you in school, and connect with you online. You, too, are an important part of this unfolding miracle. If you're not a full-time missionary with a missionary badge pinned on your coat, now is the time to paint one on your heart. Paint it, as Paul said, not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. And return missionaries. Find your old missionary tag. Don't wear it, but put it where you can see it. The Lord needs you, now more than ever, to be an instrument in His hands. All of us have a contribution to make to this miracle.
Elder L. Tom Perry.
God reveals to His prophets that there are moral absolutes. Sin will always be sin. Disobedience to the Lord's commandments will always deprive us of His blessings. The world changes constantly and dramatically, but God, His commandments, and promised blessings do not change. They're immutable, unchanging. Men and women receive their agency as a gift from God, but their liberty, in turn, their eternal happiness, comes from obedience to His law.
President Thomas S. Monson.
There's no need for you or for me in this enlightened age, when the fullness of the gospel has been restored, to sail uncharted seas or travel unmarked roads in search of truth. A loving Heavenly Father has plotted our course and provided an unfailing guide, even obedience. A knowledge of truth and the answers to our greatest questions come to us as we are obedient to the commandments of God.
Elder Jeffrey R. Holland.
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a divine work in process, with the manifestations and blessings of it abounding in every direction. So please do not hyperventilate if from time to time issues arise that need to be examined, understood, and resolved. They do, and they will. In this church, what we know will always trump what we do not know. And remember, in this world, everyone is to walk by faith. So be kind regarding human frailty, your own, as well as those who serve with you in a church led by volunteer mortal men and women. Except in the case of His only perfect begotten Son, imperfect people are all God has ever had to work with. That must be terribly frustrating to Him, but He deals with it. So should we. And when you see imperfection, remember that the limitation is not in the divinity of the work.
Elder Dallin H. Oaks.
Latter-day Saints understand that we should not be of the world or bound to the tradition of men. But like other followers of Christ, we sometimes find it difficult to separate ourselves from the world and its traditions. Some model themselves after worldly ways, because, as Jesus said of some whom he taught, they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. These failures to follow Christ are too numerous and too sensitive to list here. They range all the way from worldly practices like political correctness and extremes in dress and grooming, to deviations from basic values like the eternal nature and function of the family. Jesus' teachings were not meant to be theoretical. Always, they were to be acted upon.
Elder D. Todd Christofferson.
Inasmuch as we follow Christ, we seek to participate in and further his redemptive work. The greatest service we can provide to others in this life, beginning with those of our own family, is to bring them to Christ through faith and repentance, so they may experience his redemption, peace and joy now, and immortality and eternal life in the world to come. The work of our missionaries is a magnificent expression of the Lord's redeeming love. As his authorized messengers, they offer the incomparable blessings of faith in Jesus Christ, repentance, baptism, and the gift of the Holy Ghost, opening the way to spiritual rebirth and redemption.
President Thomas S. Monson.
We are a worldwide church, brothers and sisters. Our membership is found across the globe. I admonish you to be good citizens of the nations in which you live and good neighbors in your communities, reaching out to those of other faiths as well as to our own. May we be tolerant as well as kind and loving to those who do not share our beliefs and our standards. The Savior brought to this earth a message of love and goodwill to all men and women. May we ever follow his example.
Highlights of the April 2013 General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.